Awakened Path Radio, giving you the tools to guide you on your spiritual or metaphysical journey. I'm your host, Dr. Candace Nadine Green.
Welcome to Inspirational Monday here on Awakened Path Radio. As always, check us out by visiting www.awakenedpathonline.com. Again, that's www.awakenedpathonline.com. Today, we welcome back Lauren Cielo, who offers clairvoyant training classes aimed at awakening the psychic hiding in us all. Lauren teaches specific tools for reading and navigating the astral plane, facilitating your personal healing, and increasing your ability to heal others. Lauren believes that everyone has psychic capabilities. Lauren is the owner and director of Golden Rose Psychic Services and also enjoys the beach, working out, and playing racquetball. Lauren is transgender and began his gender transition from female to male in July of 2015. Welcome back to our show, Lauren. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Candace. It's great to be here.
Now, you mentioned at one time that you'd help dispel myths. So how do you help dispel myths with your work?
Yeah, I think a lot of the information that I convey in a session with a client is really teaching. It's really teaching them why they feel the way they do, whether it's because the contracts, the soul contracts that they're living through has it that way, or whether it's happening in their energy field. So the information that you receive I explain why it's that way. Mm-hmm. So by the time the session is over, the person understands very clearly that the way I see the universe is a very structured environment, that, and once you understand how that environment works, then you can leverage that to make your life better. Mm-hmm. So it's not that I read the future or make predictions or anything like that. I'm trying to show you how the universe works, and then maybe you can change it. So don't think they're myths. I think it's a working model of metaphysics. And I should stress the point, working model, because I've always tried to break it. I keep trying to do something, you know, like using the technique and expecting something to happen, and then it doesn't happen that way. And I'll go to my guide, Anki Yaya, and I'll say, see, I told you this doesn't work. I'm going back to engineering. and then he'll tell me why it didn't work. And up until this point, Candace, it makes sense to me. So I keep doing it.
So, Lauren, how do you see your work overall as helping to raise the vibration of the planet? And once everyone is armed with this information that they've been given via your the messages?
Yeah. Well, first of all, the vibration on the planet's rising, and there's nothing anybody can do about it, right? Mm-hmm. Right. That's absolutely happening. But like Anki Yaya says, if you sit on this rock, the planet, long enough, you will ascend. But whether you ascend with the feather or the brick, that's your choice. So I think the information that you get and the healings that you get in sessions here at Golden Rose really help you to release what's in the way of you allowing your vibration to naturally rise as the environment that you live in is rising. So, and it's really about awareness too, right? That's what we always talk about now, right? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, as a society, we're aware of something else. And mm-hmm. now we have to take that into consideration. And we just continue to expand, you know, the possibilities as we widen and open our awareness. So it's a scary time to be here, but it's really an interesting time.
And you mentioned awareness. And when I talk about awareness as well, I say, I mean, everything, it was already there. We're just not blind. We're just not blind anymore. We can actually see it.
Exactly.
So that's what's happening. It didn't go anywhere. We just weren't noticing it.
I love that.
Now, when people come to you, there's usually resistance or something that they need to release. What are typical? I mean, I don't want to say typical because that's a horrible word. But what are things? Some examples of things that people need to release in order to get this information and actually utilize it.
Our mothers. Literally, our mother's information. Now, in this teaching, there isn't positive and negative energy. There's only your energy and someone else's energy. So if you thought if you had a goal, maybe a goal that would be that all of the energy and information that's in your body, chakras, and aura is yours and not someone else's. Like I went into engineering because my dad wanted to be an engineer. I wanted to be an archaeologist, for heaven's sakes, when I was a kid.
Archaeology's fun.
So really, if you did start to look inward at the energy and information that's in your field, you would find that a lot of it is your mom's, because that's the hardest energy to distinguish between our own, because our bodies are conceived and gestated in her body. And then most of us are raised within our mother's aura. You know, if we live with her and she hugs us and, you know, washes our bodies and stuff like that. So forever, that's the energy that, you know, holds us back. If, of course, her information is contrary to your soul contracts, right? If that's the case, then that's the resistance. But it's most, and that's why the mother contract is so important each time we incarnate. You know, our mothers, love them or not so much, those contracts, the one we picked to be our mother was the most important contract. And we picked our mothers very, very carefully. It's mommy issues.
Mommy issues. Now, what about mothers who are more awakened, right? And they have children. They don't want to try to impose upon their young children, and their children fight, actually resist this awakening. Has that ever been? Have you ever encountered that? I mean, it probably sounds.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, a lot of times and mothers will book a reading to have me take a look at their children. And, you know, and really, you know, I don't have any children. I have fur babies. I've got four kitty cats. But so the challenge of being a mother is to release your parental guilt on the things you did or you did not do for your children. Because you see, that's the contract. That's why they picked you. If you turned left, that's what they wanted you to do. Their higher self wanted you to turn left that time or turn right the other time. So, you know, and then another thing that I know this is very difficult is to really for mothers to honor the contracts their children have signed. So that means, you know, if your child has signed a contract, it's really difficult for you to watch them live through that. Maybe having enough respect for them on the soul level to realize that that's their choice. That's their higher self's choice, you know, to heaven forbid you be involved in drugs or maybe a dysfunctional marriage or whatever. But to really honor that soul. And I learned that the hard way, not through children, but when I first got into my psychic training, I was so excited. I had Anki Yaya and I could heal the world, right? I was just like so empowered. And so I saw a brother laying, you know, in the gutter. He's a homeless man. And he was unconscious. And I said, Anki Yaya, go give him a healing. And Anki Yaya said, well, of course I will. But, you know, this particular soul has had lifetime of affluence over and over and over and over. And he's never been able to understand this. That's why he's in the gutter this time. And he worked very, very hard in this lifetime to get here. Every decision that he made was ultimately going to bring him here. So I'll still give him a healing, but I don't think he'll have it because this is what he wanted. And to me, that was such a rude awakening to the way these contracts work. It's like, healer, look at yourself in the mirror, right? Healer, heal yourself and leave everybody else alone. They may be just where they want to be on the soul level.
Right. I realized that a few years ago, via, I suppose it was my son's higher self had come to me. It's just at nighttime, and I don't want to say it's a dream, but he had come to me, and I don't remember actually what he had said, but I remember it was about that they chose my children chose me, they chose me, and the next morning when I got up, I thanked my children. I said, "Well, thank you for letting me be your mommy. I appreciate it." And I've had such a respect for them. And as a mother, it's hard to watch your children go through something difficult, whether it's bullying or whatever it is. It's very difficult. But we have to respect that that's the path that they chose. There's probably something that they have to learn from that in order for them to graduate to their next level of existence.
Yes, exactly. Good for you. I'm so glad that your child came to you with that healing message. What a blessing.
The experience was just, it was so moving. There's just no words to describe it. I know I started crying, and my little baby came to me, and his higher self was in his little form, his little 6-year-old at the time. I think he was 6-year-old form, and told me, you know, that he chose me and all the stuff. And I was just, I felt good. Felt good.
Wonderful.
And, you know, we have to remember a lot of us, you know, parents out there, we think that we are responsible. We decided to have these children. And I mean, again, that's the difference between being awakened and not yet awakened.
Yes.
That we realize that we think that we are the ones. I decide to have children, so these are my kids. But no. And instead, I mean, they chose their path, and they chose us to be their parents or have them us in their lives. And that's something we need to honor and respect, as difficult as it is.
Beautifully said. That was great. Yeah.
So, we talked about this last time, a little bit about you realized that you had abilities when you decided to enroll in the class, class. Now, was it difficult for you to accept and realize that you had these abilities to help others? How did you feel about it?
Gosh, that's such a great question. I think I was probably pretty unconscious to the whole process. I was just waking up every day and putting the next foot in front of the other without really seeing where I was going. I had no idea when I saw that flyer at the Whole Foods market that I would leave engineering to become a psychic. And it happened quite quickly. I started a 6-month program, and 2 months into it, I got laid off. My forte was high-tech startups because they're so fun because you're creating everything out of nothing. And I could tell that this one, that they had just about ran out of the venture capital money, and that, you know, I was probably going to get laid off. So I did. And that gave me just the least little bit of traction to switch careers. So I just, what I did is I went to a little local acupuncture office here where I live in San Diego, and I asked if I could rent a room. And so the people that would, you know, likely get acupuncture might get a reading. So, and they did. Yeah. So I just started my clientele that way. So it was kind of, you know, organic, to say the least. Mm. So but again, I think for me is that the response from the other people about, you know, I think my ability to read energy and just my personality or the way I see the world or my understanding of, you know, tech, you know, logical thinking, I think it combines in such a nice way that people, you know, not just the psychic information that they're getting, but you know, the interaction and the information that they're getting, it helps them see the world in a completely different way. Just like how you were talking about being a mother, you know, so people need to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, we stress so much over people in our lives, and we have to just respect that it was their decision.
Right.
And it's really good that you were able to build up clientele that way by, you know, going, renting space in the acupuncturist's office.
Yeah.
And when did you decide to expand into your golden psychic services and make your everything virtual?
Yeah. Well, I started Golden Rose in 2007, and the first version was a brick and mortar here in San Diego with a whole bunch of other types of healers, a massage therapist, Reiki master, tarot readers, other clairvoyants, even a shaman. We had a shaman. It was really fun. I don't think I'm as good of a business person as I am a psychic, because I certainly didn't run that business very well. And finally, after, I call it a white cane life, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I have no idea where I'm going. So I just keep moving forward until I hit something, and then I turn my shoulders a little bit and try to skirt whatever it is that I'm running into. So I did that with Golden Rose. I just kept trying different ways, and finally, the best way was for it to be just me sitting in my healing room at home working virtually. And I've been blessed too, Candace, that, you know, my business footprint did get a lot bigger by some of the opportunities that I've had. So I'm not just a San Diego psychic. Yeah.
And right. And you can reach more actually virtually. That's the beauty of virtual world. You can reach more.
Exactly. And the way I like to say it is that my higher self has signed contracts with people on this planet that my body is never going to intersect with. Because, you know, so there had to be a way to make those contacts. So, and this show helps me do it. Thank you, Candace.
Oh, thank you for being on. It's my pleasure. Now, do you have any plans in the future in regards to your work? Anything you're working on or would like to work on?
Yes, I teach a phone class consistently, meaning that there's always another one starting on how people can learn to use their clairvoyance to heal themselves and to heal others. So that's really my passion, is I love to teach. And when I first started doing it, of course, I was doing it locally here in San Diego, and people would say, oh, Lauren, I can't make it that night or that day, or it's too expensive. I can't do it. So I sat down and recorded everything, all the classes, and they're for sale on our website. So whether you like to work, you know, in a class with me live on Saturdays, or if you like to download it your own pace, it's all up there. I even do private one-on-ones if people just want to learn. I just want to read past lives. I was like, okay, sit down, close your eyes. I'll show you how to do it. So teaching really is my passion. So that is like an ongoing project that I love.
And fantastic. So how can people get access to these classes?
That's a great question. Well, first of all, probably to hit my personal website, which is laurencielo.com. And then for your listeners, we've created a special page where if you go to laurencielo.com/awakenedpath, you'll see all kinds of gifts for you, including a registration to jump into the first or the next open house for the phone class and to get more information about the online classes.
Well, it was definitely a pleasure speaking with you again on our show, Lauren.
Oh, Candace, it was so great. And thank you so much for what you do. We need all the healers out there that we can have. And thanks for broadcasting the message.
Thank you so much. Keep up the great work.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Joining us on Awakened Path Radio. Please check us out at www.awakenedpathonline.com. Dr. Candace Nadine Green, and you are listening to Awakened Path Radio, giving you tools to guide you on your spiritual or metaphysical journey. Namaste and blessed be.